Thank you and good morning. Congressman Jared Huffman will be on the North Coast this week, and you can listen to him live here on KINS News Radio when he appears on Talk Shop with the Boss on Thursday morning at 8 o'clock. Before he sits down to talk shop, however, Huffman will host a public town hall meeting in Garberville tomorrow evening from 5:30 until 7 at the Redwood Playhouse on Sproul Creek Road. Huffman has held several town hall meetings in the district, including Arcata, Crescent City, and San Rafael. Thursday is also the day of the first of two county meetings regarding the cannabis land use ordinance. The County Planning Commission will host the meeting in Supervisors' Chambers on Thursday evening at 6. The meeting will revolve around several changes to the land use ordinance, including changing deadlines, providing for more areas where cannabis can be cultivated, and the development of standards for odor control at grow sites. The second workshop is scheduled for Tuesday, June 13th. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a possible armed robbery at a McKinleyville gas station at just before 9 o'clock last night. The suspect, described as a male adult, 18 to 20 years old, who was wearing a blue hoodie and a bandana across his face while carrying something concealed in his hand, walked into the store at Central and Reeser and demanded money. The clerk handed over an undisclosed amount of cash, and the suspect fled on foot. A be on the lookout was issued. The suspect remains at large. A tractor-trailer hauling soil overturned on Highway 299 yesterday afternoon at 3:45 and closed down the eastbound lane for about 90 minutes. The driver lost control close to the county line, and the CHP traffic information page listed the truck's cargo as pallets of dirt. A tow truck was needed to clear the wreck, and forklifts were used to clear the pallets from the roadway. It was reopened to traffic at just before 6. As we head into June, the fire service begins preparations for the upcoming fire season, and that means live fire training for wildland firefighters. Six Rivers National Forest will host a live fire training exercise tomorrow at the Six Rivers Nursery in McKinleyville. 25 to 30 trainees will learn the proper techniques to battle a vehicle fire as a follow-up to classroom training. Last week, three teenagers were pulled from the banks of the Smith River in Del Norte County after their watercraft overturned in the cold, fast-moving river. All three ended up fine following the ordeal, but it highlighted the danger of local rivers as we headed into a holiday weekend. Law enforcement and the Coast Guard issued warnings for visitors to local rivers and other waterways to use extreme caution, and it appears locally at least we made it through the weekend with no fatalities. That wasn't the case on the Kern River, 3 hours north of Los Angeles, however. Three people drowned and 24 more had to be rescued from the frigid and fast-moving Kern River between Friday and Monday. Heavy winter rains have led to a heavy snowpack, and now that snowmelt is filling rivers across the state. That has created hazardous and even deadly conditions as we head into the summer months. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It was nearly 10 years ago when Caltrans introduced a proposal to straighten out some of the curvier curves in Highway 101 as it wends its way through Richardson's Grove, and the announcement of that proposal immediately led to opposition. Opponents claimed the environmental studies were inadequate and sued, and whether that same pattern will be followed this time around remains to be seen. Caltrans has issued an updated environmental impact report that again shows no significant impact. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg commented on the project and said while there are valid concerns, he doesn't understand the opposition.
It's the beginning of the Redwood Curtain, and Richardson's Grove is an extremely special place, and we don't want the redwoods to be harmed and that kind of thing. But from everything I've seen, that's not going to happen, and so I don't understand it.
Sundberg went on to say that Richardson's Grove affects everyone in the county, particularly businesses, and the Board of Supervisors has generally been in support of the project in the past.
There's businesses in my district that are affected by it, so I want to try and do my part in hopefully moving it forward. We've sent many, many letters and went to lots of meetings and made lots of phone calls. It's part of our lobbying effort. We definitely have put a lot of effort into it. It's just, you know, it's a state highway and we do our best.
You can listen to Supervisor Ryan Sundberg talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.